awful in hell. The dead will walk the earth and tear the flesh from the living.
Zombie Apocalypse,
Season 3, Episode 2, The Road Trip.
Is everyone okay?
Arms, legs. Yeah, I'm good.
John!
He's right here, Dad. John!
What?
Dad, I mean, Gunnar was calling you.
What?
Are you okay?
What?
I don't think he can hear me.
I don't think I can hear you.
I've seen this before. His eardrums must have taken some damage from that shockwave.
Will he be okay?
You can stop whispering. I don't think there are any children after that blast.
Yeah. As long as they didn't rupture, he'll be fine.
What? How are we supposed to know if they're ruptured?
Normally the ER, but something tells me they're not quite taking walk-ins at the moment, you know?
So we just wait then?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Fine. Whisper between yourselves. I don't care. Joke's on you anyway. I can read lips. And yes, I would love some lunch.
Who said anything about lunch?
This is going to be so entertaining.
Anyways, are we safe here?
If you're talking about from kids, yeah.
But
I'm not sure we're far enough from the fallout.
What's far out? Are we going somewhere?
This is going to be a long day.
John, do you have any ringing in your ear?
What? Beer? Now? I really think we need to talk about your drinking problem, buddy.
What? I don't have a drinking problem.
You know, the first step to recovery is admitting you have a problem.
There's nothing to admit. I don't have a problem.
You'll never start recovery this way.
Oh, shut up.
Hey. No cussing around the lady.
Shut up, John. Well, we can't stick around here. Get your bags. Let's get far away from here.
What?
Get your bag. We are leaving.
Okay.
So, which way do we go?
Well, we can't head north, that's for sure.
South it is.
What are you saying?
We're heading south.
Oh, okay.
Hey, did the horses survive? I don't see them.
I see them. Over there in the field.
Oh, good. Let's go get them.
Come on, John. We need to go get the horses.
After you.
South, what's the plan here?
I don't know. Walk until dark?
Nice and simple.
Sorry, it's all I got. I sort of had all my marbles in the military camp.
Walk it is, then. Come on, girl.
You heard the lady. Let's move. Yeah.
Forward. Yeah, go forward. Guys, I think my horse lost its hearing.
Move out of say.
Whoa, 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 whoa! What did I say? Oh, God, please don't kill me!
Did you miss us?
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
Did I miss who?
Mom and I.
You? Yes. Your mother? Not so much.
Why didn't you ever call or visit then?
What do you mean?
You never called.
What are you talking about?
Oh, don't play innocent. You never called me. Your own daughter. I never heard from you. Not on my birthdays, no holidays, never. If you loved me and missed me so much, why didn't you at least try to call me?
Son of a bitch.
What?
I should have known. I did try calling. When your mother and I first split up, I knew she was cheating on me. And I knew with who.
Then why didn't you stop it?
What? Her cheating?
The cheating. Her walking out and taking me with her. You could have stopped it all.
No. No, I couldn't. There was nothing I could do. Trust me. I tried. Look, after I found out where you both were, I did try calling. The major always picked up the phone. He would always tell me you weren't there or you were sleeping or... There was always something. Then, after a few months, he told me you decided you didn't want me to be your daddy anymore.
What?
He told me that you wished for a better daddy. A daddy that could make you and your mother happy. A daddy like him.
No, I never said that. I would never say that. You are my best friend. I love you.
He said your mother agreed.
No, she didn't. Dad, he was an asshole. He was extremely abusive.
Tell me he didn't hit you. He better hope he didn't survive that blast because I'll kill him.
No. No, he never hit me. He was very good to me, to be honest with you. But Mom, on the other hand...
So, he hit her?
Yeah. A lot. I can't even remember a time she didn't have a bruise on her.
That low-life coward.
I was planning on running away, you know.
Why didn't you? You're a 27-year-old woman. You could have just left.
I said he never hit me. But that doesn't mean he wasn't abusive.
But you just said he treated you well. I don't get it.
He did, but I think it was more out of guilt. He was very controlling. He knew how to control you, just by talking.
I'm not liking what I'm hearing.
He made me feel like I was nothing without him. That I couldn't survive on my own without him. Every time I tried to leave, he would either lay down a guilt trip saying stuff like, "Think about your mother," or "How could you leave after everything I've done for you and your mother?" If that didn't work, he convinced me that I was weak and could never make it on my own.
Bree, I... So sorry, I had no idea.
How could you? He lied to you. He actually deleted you from our lives. I don't blame you. I mean, I was very angry at first. Then I just figured you didn't care. So I stopped caring too.
What? No. I never stopped loving you. I never will. I missed the hell out of you.
I missed you too.
Well, it's obvious we were both lied to.
That's an understatement.
So, hi. Let me introduce myself again. I'm your dad. Your real dad.
Glad to meet you, Dad. I'm your daughter, Bree. Your real daughter.
Glad to meet you, too. It is an honor to meet you, Madame.
Did I miss something? Did you just introduce yourselves? I thought you knew each other.
We're just starting over. A new beginning.
10th inning? What's baseball got to do with this? I am so confused.
It's like talking to a 5-year-old in a whole nother room.
And that was before he lost his hearing. So, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You and John.
What about us?
How did you two meet? He doesn't work well with others.
You have no idea how true that is.
Actually, I do. When we met, he refused to be a team. Didn't want nothing to do with me, even after I saved his life. He nearly got us both killed because of it.
Wow. But I bet I can beat that. When we first met, he tried to attack me.
Right.
Yeah. I ended up kicking his ass instead. Twice.
He got his ass kicked by a girl. Twice.
As much as I love teasing him about it, he did end up putting me in chains.
He did what?
Yep. Right after he shot me. Then there was a time he kept me chained up as bear bait.
Please tell me this is some sick joke.
Nope. He shot me and tried to feed me to a bear. Oh, and then there was a time we had that earthquake and I fell into a giant crack.
I don't even know what to say. So after all that, how the hell did you two end up like this?
What? Partners?
Yeah.
To be honest, it's when we were attacked. Well, I was. They were after me, but John got caught up in my past. I was beaten pretty bad. John saved my life. He distracted the guys long enough to allow me to shoot my attacker in the balls.
Wait a minute. So that was your work I saw back there. Damn. I should have known. That's my girl. But you seem to heal and recover pretty nicely.
Only with John's help. He really did take good care of me. He dressed my wounds, kept me fed and hydrated while I was unconscious. He even managed to change my clothes and still be a gentleman. He went from being my prison guard to my caregiver.
And now?
What do you mean?
Are you two... you know?
No. I don't... Are we... What?
You know, together.
You mean, are we an item?
Yeah, are you two together?
Oh, hell no.
I don't believe you.
Trust me, we are not together. We tolerate each other, and just barely at that.
Are you sure about that? I just sat here and listened to you talk about how he took care of you. How you admire him and respect him.
Will you stop? I will kick your old ass myself. We are not together. I don't know what we are.
That's a funny thing about feelings. They come out of nowhere and just never introduce themselves. Rude little things, if you ask me. You got quiet. Did I cross the line?
No. No, you're good.
Why so quiet?
Just thinking. That's all. The sun's dropping. You should think about looking for a place to settle in for the night.
Yeah, keep your eyes open for a good place. I prefer something with barbecue and corn on the cob.
You know, you're a weird little man.
Love you too, Bree.
Look up ahead.
Where? I don't see anything.
Off to the left, along the tree line.
Ah, I see it.
What do you think?
I don't know. Anyone or anything can sneak up from those woods.
But we would be able to see anyone walking up from all directions. It's an open field.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of windows.
And unless anyone is following us, which I completely doubt, it is not an extra threat. And look, there's a barn. The horses can rest peacefully tonight. They can use the rest.
Yeah, they do deserve that much. You think we should ask John?
Nah, he couldn't hear us anyway.
Okay, then. To the log house it is. I'll admit, a soft bed with clean sheets would feel pretty nice.
That sounds amazing.
Then, come on. The cabin in the woods awaits.
Really?
What? It was a good movie.
Where everyone dies?
Yeah. How cool is that?
There goes getting any sleep tonight.
Are we stopping?
Shh! Not so loud! We need to clear the perimeter, then the house.
Sure, no problem.
Grab your bat. No guns. See anything?
No, not yet. But that doesn't mean anything. They could be hiding in the house. Bree, you go check the barn. John, you... John!
I can hear you.
What? So how long has your hearing been back?
That's not important right now. John, you go check the pasture over there. I'll get the one on this side. Let's all be back here in, say, 15 minutes.
Sounds good.
All right. See you both in a few.
John, wait.
What?
How long has your hearing been back?
Not right now. It's later, okay?
Yeah. Later. This is a nice structure here. It's well built. It'll be a great place to keep the horses. So long as there's no friends inside. All right. Let's knock and see if anyone is home. Crap. Sounds like there's just one. Well, I haven't kicked any ass in a while, so let's do it. I hear ya, but where the hell are you? All right, here's the rules of the game. No weapons, just some good old hand-to-hand combat. Deal? Where the hell are you? Oh. Oh, my. Oh, my word. Now this is a sight. I don't think I've ever... Well, I can say I've never seen anything like this. How? Why? How? Okay. Mr. Zombie, I've got some questions. Do you prefer zombie or farmer? Anyway, firstly, how the hell did you get a shovel handle stuck up your, well, ass? And secondly, how did you get it stuck in the ground? Even dead, that has got to hurt. I think I'm about to do you a big favor. You can thank me later. That would be a new one for me. Wait. Mr. Farmer, you're not alone in here, are you? You naughty little boy. Sounds like she's right above us. Don't move. I'll be right back. We need to talk. Wow. I thought barn sex only happened in the movies. Mr. Farmer, you kinky old man. You didn't strike me as the bondage type. At least you made this easy for me, having her all chained up and all, right up to this bed here. This is a fun little show you gave me today. I needed a good laugh. You have some explaining to do, sir. That was not your wife there. She had to be at least 20 years younger than you. But let's discuss the situation at hand here. We need to figure out how you actually got impaled on that stick there.
Please tell me that wasn't your daughter. Wait just a second. What's that over there?
Oh, Mr. Farmer.
Easy enough. It's just a pasture. I can see everything. Yep, nothing to the left. Yep, nothing to the right. Wait. Is that a small hill? What is that? So against every horror movie experience I've seen, I'm going to walk towards it and hope there's no boogeyman on the other side. I remember a podcast I used to listen to. It had the funniest song. How did that go again? Oh, I'm walking. Walk. I'm walking. Speaking of podcasts, I wonder whatever happened to Hillbilly Horror House. Anyways, let's see what's over this hill. Oh, you have got to be kidding me. This shouldn't be too hard. It's just mostly open field. Ah, crap. Seriously? Supposed to get 5 pounds of crap off my boots. Now I'm going to be smelling this all day. Now I gotta scrape the stupid mud pie off. This is so stupid.
Oh, for the love of God! And this pile's bigger than the last one. Screw this crap. Wrong choice of words. Either way, I'm done. I'd rather take my chances with the stupid kids. Let's go see if there's water at the house. I might talk a lot of crap, but I'm sure not smelling it all day. Well, well, well. Now there's a nice surprise. Let me wash off these boots and I'm giving you a full checkup. Where in the hell is... Ah, there it is. The water hose. There better be water.
There you are. I've been looking everywhere for you.
What? You think I would leave without you?
No, never. Well, you wouldn't, would you?
No.
What, you know what? But you're never going to believe what I found.
Hey, guys.
Hold that thought. Here comes your girl.
What? No. She is not my...
Relax, cowboy. I'm just kidding.
How did you know to call me cowboy?
I didn't.
Hey, guys. You are never going to guess what I just found in the barn.
Then why don't you just tell us?
So, I went into the barn and I hear one of the kids. Can we really talk about changing that? It just sounds wrong.
Fine, whatever. Just call them zombies, monsters. I don't care.
So I hear well, hell, I don't know what to call them.
Just call them zombies. That's what they are, right?
Okay. So I hear a zombie, but I couldn't find it. When I finally do, I'm assuming it's the farmer. Anyway, he's naked and impaled up the ass by a shovel handle.
I'm sorry, what?
But there's more. He wasn't alone.
Let me guess. You found the wife.
Well, I did find a woman, but unless she likes older men in bondage, I don't think it was his wife.
Yeah, the only thing better is being in chains, huh?
Don't make me kick your ass again.
So, to change the subject, was it, dare I say, his daughter?
God, I hope not.
How the hell did he get impaled?
Your guess is as good as mine, but I really don't think I want to know.
That would make for a good video. Farmer's gone wild. So is that all you found?
Nope. I will be right back.
Where's she going?
There's something you don't see often.
Gentlemen, may I introduce you to this first production of a 64 and a half Ford Mustang.
64 and a half?
The production was fired up in the middle of the production year. So, they decided to call it 64 and a half because it was too late in the season.
That makes no sense.
Not a car guy, huh?
No, not really.
We all have our flaws. Sucks for you.
So? Why?
Because cow guys turn me out, cowboy.
Cars turn you... on? Wait. How are we back to cowboy?
All right, you two. Save it for the bedroom.
Yeah, as if. He would only be so lucky.
Anyways, the barn is clean. I killed the two that were in there, and I've already moved the horses. They have fresh water, and there's a good supply of hay rolls. They're pretty happy and getting well-deserved rest.
Good. And you, John, you said you found something, too.
Yeah, but nothing like a 65.
64.
And a 3/4.
Half.
Chevy?
Ford.
Muskrat.
Stop. Just stop.
So tell me, exactly what are we supposed to do with it?
Oh, I don't know. Drive it, maybe?
You've heard that thing, right?
Yeah. She sounds damn sweet, too.
No, yeah, it sounds great. But it's also loud. It's going to attract everything within a half-mile area.
Which we can outrun, because it's a...
64-and-a-half Mustang. Yeah, I get it.
I swear, you two bicker like an old married couple. But John does have a point.
Of course you're going to take the man's side.
If you will let me finish before interrupting.
I'm waiting. Well, go ahead.
It'd be good to have if we have to make a fast getaway.
First, I agree. It is a great getaway car. But we can't be driving a loud sports car when we're trying to not be detected.
Fine.
All right, so, John, go ahead with what you found.
Oh, yeah. It's really nothing but a field until you get towards the back corner of the field. There's a nice pond back there.
Oh, how big?
I don't know, maybe 5 acres or so.
Nice. I wonder if it's stocked.
I'm glad you asked. As a matter of fact, it is. From what I could tell, it is full of catfish. The best part, there's a rowboat out there, too.
We have got to catch some of them. I love catfish. You can fish, can't you, cowboy?
Yes, I know how to fish.
Do you need me to bait your hook?
Ha ha ha. Maybe.
Before John shows us the color of his panties, anything else out there?
Ah, joke's on you. I'm not wearing any.
Yeah, I really don't need to know that. But anyway, my field sucked. I found plenty of cow crap, though. That's why I'm here washing these damn boots.
Them old eyes aren't quite...
If you know what's good for you, you will not finish that sentence.
How strange. I suddenly forgot what I was about to say.
Smart. Anyway, there's nothing in that pasture.
But there's cattle manure, so shouldn't there be cattle?
You would think, but it's possible they're just further down the pasture or could just be in a whole different pasture. But in case you two haven't noticed, there's a solar panel set up on the other side of the house.
What? Are you kidding me? I did not see that.
Thankfully, no. And once we get inside the house, we'll find out if it works or not.
Am I the only one thinking about this right now?
About what?
No. I have the same thought.
Somebody want to let me in on this whole thing?
Think about it. The horses are taken care of. Your pond has food. If it works, the house is powered by solar, and I'm sure the water is coming from the well.
We can stay here for a while, get rested, and figure out what our next steps are.
I'm not going to lie. It would be nice to settle in somewhere and just get some rest.
Good. Then it's settled. Let's clear this house and make it ours.
There should be no one in there.
How can you be so sure?
Farmer Joe is in the barn. His young girlfriend is in there with him. Since she's here, that means the wife is either gone when all this happened, or he's already been caught and she's left his sorry ass.
Well, only one way to find out.
I'll take lead. Bree, you're behind me. John, you take the rear.
Will do.
Welcome home, kids.
Ah, crap. Wait.
Who's that?
Where?
Down the road. Just past that big tree.
I don't like this.
Yeah. Me neither.
Get your guns ready, but don't raise them.
Okay, but why?
Because apparently he's got friends and, They're pulling up behind us.
This brings us to the conclusion of Season 3, Episode 2. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, we invite you to join our Facebook page. John and Gunnar were played by Tim Marlins. Bree is played by Sarah Dedonatis. Scripts and editing done by Tim Marlins. We invite you join us next month for the next Episode 3. And remember, stay alert, stay alive.
So, I thought I'd kind of keep a little diary, because if anything was to ever happen, at least maybe somebody would know the story. So I'll try to do this when I can. So, here we go. Dear me. So, currently I'm in the woods taking a piss. So I thought this would be a good time to do this stupid journal thing. So we're traveling by horse. Man, my ass hurts so much. I feel like my hemorrhoids got pushed back into my scrotum. We're still heading south. I think John wants to hit Highway 20 and head into Louisiana. According to the map, we won't see the highway for quite a while still. We need to find a place soon. I'm getting tired and John can't hear what the can of beans. I think his eardrums may be ruptured from that sound blast. Yeah, I'm coming. Time to get back on that blooming horse. Beats walking, I guess. Yeah, I'm coming. Can a man water the grass in peace? You're worse than a 2-year-old child with the bathroom door closed. You want to finish it for me too? Yeah, I didn't think so.
I don't think there are any children here.
You know, the first step to recovery is admitting you have a problem. Let me do that again. That sucked. I was beaten pretty bad. John saved my life. He distracted the guys long enough to allow me to shoot my attacker in the balls. Sorry, there's a little too much emphasis on balls. Anyways, let's try that again. There's one for your blooper reel. I'm going to read it again with some pride in the shooting my attacker in the balls section. Let me try that and see if you like that one. I was beaten pretty bad. John had saved my life. Nope. Do it again. I was beaten pretty bad. John saved my life. He distracted the glies long enough. The glies. There's no L on that word, people. Hopefully you're laughing at all of this. I'm here for your entertainment. I was beaten pretty bad. John saved my life. He distracted the guys long enough to allow me to shoot my attacker in the balls. Well, I haven't kicked any ass in a long time, so let's do it. Nah. Sound like a 1980s game show person. God damn. Let's do it!
And now we bring you the two pieces of music used in this episode. First is Midnight Rider, followed by Fires of the Forgotten.